The state's highest court set a more than $3 million bond to expand Paulding Northwest Atlanta Airport's taxiway is valid. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
I think the biggest hurdle in a project like this is getting the money. And at least so far, they've been cleared legally to go forward and to issue the bonds and to raise the money that they're going to need to complete the project.
Paulding County last year approved the bonds to pay for a controversial airport expansion that would include commercial airline service. That prompted a suit from some Paulding residents who argued the bonds were unconstitutional. The residents raised issues of secrecy surrounding the bond validation and said the financing would wrongly benefit a private provider. But the court Monday dismissed those challenges, saying the validation and financing were sound. Blake Swofford is director of Paulding Northwest Atlanta Airport.
This really makes us whole, puts us back where we should have been back in December with utilizing the bonds to pay for the construction.
In a statement on Facebook, a group dedicated to stopping the airport commercialization called the state Supreme Court's decision, quote, disappointing. However, it said there are, quote, more significant cases than the bond intervention case. But Pate says Monday's ruling is important for the airport.
This was a major roadblock that they had to get through before they could consider more details of the proposal and these other legal challenges. Everything was secondary to getting past this hurdle.
Plans for the airport still face two other lawsuits brought by the same residents who filed the bond intervention suit. A formal environmental assessment also needs to be completed, part of an agreement that settled yet another lawsuit. And last week, the city of Atlanta also threatened legal action against Paulding, saying commercialization is a threat to Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. The city declined to comment on Monday's ruling. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.